迎您收听世外桃源。
这个节目是由九十九只羊广播电台在德州休斯顿制作，朱恩蒙、贝玉东、魏阳与团队同工们联合主持，每逢周一到周五中午12点到下午1点在1320台播出。我们的留言电话是281-561-9747，网站是 swtychina.com swtychina.com， 欢迎您与我们联络。
朋友您好，欢迎来到世外桃源，我是朱文蒙。这个星期三呢，我们继续和我们的 brother Michael 麦克纽曼先生来讨论一些有关于特别是同性恋这方面的事情。How are you doing, Michael?
你好，欢迎你到节目里来。
I'm doing well.
Good to see you again.
Good to be back. Thank you for having me.
So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, and thanking the Lord for his many blessings, and, try to maintain not eat too much, and looking forward to Christmas holidays.
他说他感恩节过得很好，现在就等着过圣诞了。我们上两次的访问，诶，得到一些不错的反响哦。
I think our interview with you, had some very good response.
Oh, I'm glad.
You know what we need to do? We need to translate your website into Chinese.
Okay.
That's the shortcut. The long-term goal is make you a Chinese.
我们现在正在筹划怎么样把你网站上的东西呢翻成中文，或者另外有一个中文的网站专门针对这方面的问题，帮助啊，尤其是在国内的听众朋友。这是短期计划，长期计划呢是把你变成个中国人，让你会讲中国话。
Well, I'm waiting. It's up to you. I'm saying, what do I need to do to learn Chinese and what's the best way to go about it? So,
well,
I'm open.
Yeah, we really need a lot of help in this area, and I'm pretty sure the Lord will use you.
我们真的非常需要这方面的帮助。那听众朋友可能有的人还记得我们第一次访问 Michael 的时候就说了，他是一个非常有语言天分的人，他会讲法文、西班牙文，所以他对这个学中文的事情是信心十足啊。那我们今天应该从哪里开始呢？
Where should we start today?
Shall we start today with the fact that we were glad to have responses to last programs.
Yes.
And to be able to help at this point, since I'm apologizing to all of your listeners that I haven't learned any Chinese yet. So if someone calls us or contacts us, unfortunately, I can't speak Chinese. So they'll need to either speak to me in English or a little bit, or if they want to get in touch with them, to leave a telephone number or an email address in English, and then you're trying to get my information, translated into Chinese when we can do that. So.
他说他很抱歉，他现在中文还没学起来呢，所以您如果要找他，要打电话到他的办公室，诶，请您一定要把自己的电话号码留给他。他的电话是 713-782-7084。713-782-7084，或者您可以写电邮给他，这可能是联络他最好的方式。你要是写中文，我们可以找到人很快帮您翻译一下，那个不是问题。
One good way to contact him is writing email, actually.
Right.
If it's not urgent, you can write email in Chinese and send it to our mailbox. We'll have people translate it for you.And send it to Michael.
你可以直接写电邮到 swtychina@hotmail.com， 名字跟我们网站的名字一样啊。swtychina 一个字。
I think, in the last two programs, we talk about your testimony and, in general, what is the proper attitude to look at the whole thing. We're talking about confusion, we're talking about misunderstanding, and the need of coming back to the Word of God to redefine ourselves, to understand what is going on.
那我们上两次的节目讲到麦克的见证，还有在同性恋各样问题的迷思，我们应当怎么样看这些问题，我们应该持什么样的态度，尤其重要的是我们必须回到神的话语上来解释自己，来定义自己。
Because the word of God that has not changed, neither has God to give us insight about his plan for us, who he has created us to be, and the wonderful part of God the Creator creating us as heterosexuals, even though many people have been involved in homosexuality for centuries. The Bible speaks of it. But it speaks of it very clearly, showing that it is not part of God's plan, that God did not create homosexuals, even though many of us were very confused, had very strong feelings, attractions, emotions, and based on those, we said, well, therefore I am.
Yes.
And God came into my life to break through those misconceptions and those false perceptions I had of myself, reclaiming who I am, my identity in Christ as a heterosexual man.
他说神的话语是恒久不变的，借着圣经的话，神让我们进一步知道他创造我们的奥秘。他造人的时候是造男造女，那尽管我们中间有很多的人，他有许多的误解，他有很强烈的感觉，但是圣经的话说得非常清楚，神并没有造一个人让他去做同性恋。你如果因为自己的体会，自己的感觉，就说因为我这样体会，所以我就是一个同性恋者，那实在不是一个很智慧的做法。从我亲身的经验，我知道基督进入我的生命，就彻底改变了我，把我释放出来，拯救出来。
Now, here comes the question, Michael. I think it's like a double jeopardy. If you're not involved in this area, then when we come to Christ through understanding what the Bible is,
we examine ourselves accordingly, and I think most people will agree that we are sinners.
Okay. And put it this way, it does not involve that much feeling about, I feel that I'm a sinner, therefore I'm a sinner.
那我不晓得这样说是不是对，好像从同性恋的角度来讲呢，在信主之前我们会有一些混淆，因为一般的情况，一个人信主他可能经过读圣经，并且从圣经的角度来审查他自己，大致他会同意，哎，我是一个罪人，那这个同意能够让他接受主，并且这个同意并不牵涉到他的感觉，他不需要感觉到说，哎，我是个罪人或者我不是个罪人。
No, it's notabout feeling at all. It's about understanding, being in agreement
and
with what the Bible says.
We usually have to go through the process, have somebody telling us that the definition of a sinner does not mean you commit some social crime, you're incarcerated, or you killed somebody.
那的确，承认自己是罪人是可以不需要牵涉到感觉的，我们只是因为读圣经并且与圣经的话认同了，照圣经的话把自己放在一个罪人的地位。好，那当然一般来说我们总是需要经过这样一个阶段，有人会给我们解释说啊，圣经所说的罪人不见得你是杀人放火啊，被关在监牢里啊，你可能任何的不好的思想，自私，发脾气，误会的念头，都证实了你是一个罪人，这就足够帮助你来到基督面前接受他的救恩了。
Bad thoughts or any lie, a spur of anger, anything, selfishness, those are sin.
Right.
And very easily identified with ourselves, even from day one, when we first steal something, when we first gave a lie, we know it was a lie.
There's something within us that tells us about wrong and right.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And that wrong or right does not necessarily require a Bible. We do not have a precondition that you have to agree with the Bible to know what's wrong, what's right.
Correct.
Okay.
就好像我们第一次偷东西说谎，我们在做的时候就已经知道那是错的了。那 Michael 也说，我们的人里面好像装了一个东西，能够告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。神已经事先放在里边了，以致当我们犯罪的时候呢，
他会定我们的罪，他让我们知道这是错的。那这个对于对错的知道与判别啊，你并不一定需要圣经的，也不太牵扯到你的感觉的。你喜欢偷东西，你不喜欢偷东西，喜欢撒谎，不喜欢撒谎，你都知道那是错的。你可能天生就是喜欢撒谎，但你仍然知道那是错的。不过讲到同性恋，我们多了一个新的问题。我们常常听人家说，他从小就是这样，而且他喜欢这样，偏偏圣经又说这是不对的。在我还没有办法认同圣经之前，我怎么办？
But here we have a problem. If a man who feel like ever since 80 years old, I had this feeling, all right? And therefore I believe I was born homosexual. I don't like women, I only like men. Now, before I became a Christian, you asked me to accept what the Bible says. This Bible is very remote, very strange to me. Okay. Before I come to him, I know that I was condemned.
Yes.
And if I'm not a Christian, how do I follow the Bible to define myself? It seems to me this is a lot more difficult than a plain sinner.
Well, again, through the years, I try to help people see that it is not more difficult than other sins, because that is part of the trap.
All right.
And I'm saying from personal experience, because
I'm glad you're here.
I used to think that.
在我还没信主之前，在我还不信圣经，圣经对我来说还很陌生的时候，我就需要接受他的定罪，然后在这个定罪底下来到神面前。难道这不会让这个有同性恋问题的人信主更困难吗？但是 Michael 说不会，他说这是一个很普遍的误解，他常常在帮助人家打开这个死结，因为他可以从他亲身的经历告诉我们说，其实这个一个同性恋的人来到主的面前，和其他的罪人来到主的面前其实是一样的。
And I hear people with good intentions and with compassion, and that is so important. Saying, gosh, that must be really hard. It seems that much, it must be that really hard comparison to other sins. Well, big picture,Basically, we're not God. God created us. You know, He is the creator. Only He is perfect.
那我们首先需要确立的一个观念就是，除了神以外，没有一个人是完全的。每一个人都是罪人。
If we come short of His creation, we are sinners.
So all of us naturally are born sinners, and we have the natural tendency to sin and to try to do things on our own without God. And basically, that's the essence of sin. I will have my way, the way I want it, the way I see it, the way I feel. And that shows up in different ways with different people.
那我们这些罪人呢，最喜欢就是离开神，照我们自己的想法，我们的体会啊，来做我们自己想做的事情。人虽然都是罪人，可是每一个人在哪些方面特别显出来他是罪人？却彼此不同的。
So there are many kinds of sin, as what you mentioned is very important. Attitudinal sins can be just ugly, like people who are bitter about something. They didn't go kill somebody, or maybe they haven't cheated on their wife, but they're bitter about something, and that can destroy lives. So God is pretty specific telling us in the Ten Commandments and in the Bible, those things that are sin that separate us from Him. And on our own, so, you know, with our best efforts, we cannot overcome them.
那比如说有一个人，他就是态度特别恶劣，他觉得好像全世界的人都欠他的，他可能没有杀人，他没有打他太太，可是罪在他身上显明就是这个样子。那也就是这些罪和罪的表现使我们与神隔绝了，无论我们多么努力的去尝试，其实我们是没有办法改变这个状况的。
But the Bible tells us that we can. So for someone who doesn't know the Bible yet, it has to be that initial hope that, well, maybe there are some answers there. And that the Bible says that Jesus Christ came for sinners while they were still yet in their sins. None of us was ready, but God knew we needed Him, because only Jesus could be perfect, could pay the price for our sins. So it's that faith step of, I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe that He will take care of this. And then he works out the details of whatever he needs to change in our lives.
人虽然不能改变自己，可是神可以。圣经告诉我们，耶稣就是为了这个目的来到这个世界上啊，为我们的罪死，所以他可以改变我们的生命，从里面改变出来。对于一个人不信圣经或者还不明白圣经的时候，至少他应该把这个当成他的希望，因为在这里神是会做工的。这个大方向你抓住了，细节的工作呢，让主来做，他会把你身上打点干净的。
We come as we are.
And some people get confused because they think, oh, what they understand about church people is I have to be good enough before I can come to church. I have to be good enough to be able to talk to God. Well, God takes us where we are.
我们常有一个误解，就是我需要把自己弄好了才能够到主面前来。其实真的不是这个样子的。我们还做罪人的时候，神就接纳我们，神就为我们死了。那也有的人认为我必须同意了圣经所说的啊，或者跟基督徒说一样的话，我才能够来到主的面前。
Or some people think we have to agree with everything the Bible says or everything Christians think before I can come to God.
All we have to know is that He is God. He wants relationship with us. He has provided Christ. And that through Christ's sacrifice, when we say, yes, I agree with that, that is what puts us in relationship with God. And then, when we're in relationship with God, He will reveal to us through His Holy Spirit so that we will understand the Bible. Because if a person's not a Christian, the Bible doesn't make sense.
Yes.
Because they don't have spiritual discernment to be able to do that.
Exactly.
我们所最需要知道的就是他是神，他在基督里要求我们与他和好，他也为我们预备了基督啊，预备了这个赎罪祭，让我们来到他面前成为可能。我们需要对他所做的这件事情说，是的，我接受。那你接受了之后，他把圣灵给你，这个圣灵在你里边会做工，会在很多方面改变你。在你没有得到这个圣灵之前，在你没有接受主之前，你看圣经看不懂的，你就好像没有解码机一样。因此你觉得自己没办法同意圣经所说的啊，圣经所说的跟你的体会相违背是一件很正常的事情，但这件事情不见得需要拦阻你来到神面前。
But when we study the Bible, He will help us to understand what we need to know, and He'll help us to understand what things need to change in our lives, and will help us.
Yes.
你是可以先接受主，让圣灵到你的心中来做工，让圣灵带你明白圣经，让圣灵来显出在你的生活行为里面有哪些地方是需要被更正被校正的，你是可以这样做的。那基督啊，曾经把他自己形容成根基，他叫我们在他的教训上，在他的生命，在他的工作上来建造我们的房子。那他是我们的根基，我们在他上面建造。那凡是看过房子的人都晓得，你房子所打的地基啊，跟你所造的房子是两回事情，对不对？
Jesus described himself as the foundation. He asked us to build our house on him, on his teaching, on his spirit, as a foundation.
And he is the foundation.
He is the foundation, we should build upon. A foundation is different than a house, isn't it?
这里有个最基本的讲究，就是你一定先把地基打好才建房子嘛。就像我们在 Houston 啊，很多地基的问题，这个街道啊起起伏伏的，房子歪歪的，你如果不把地基整顿整顿，那你房子怎么修是没有用的。这里有一个最基本的问题，就是啊，先后次序的问题，对不对？你把根基立好了，然后再来改你的房子。不错，你现在这个很多的体会，很多的想法没办法改，但那是你自己后来所盖的房子，那个应该不妨碍你来重新立个根基，把主耶稣基督当成你的根基。
You lay the foundation down and then you build a house
on it.
Yeah, when you have foundation problem like we live in Houston, the street is buckled, the house is, you know, tilted. And then no matter how you repair it, it's not going to work. But there's an order of doing things. You always lay down the foundation first.
Correct.
Can we do it this way? I think a lot of people can relate it better if we talk about evolution and creation.
Okay.
I bet you, a lot of us, partially myself, probably, when I came to Christ, I still believe in evolution.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different issue.
Yes.
One is what I was taught, what I was convinced mentally.
Yes.
How to interpret the world, the history of the world, and my feeling, my love towards evolution, because I think it's exciting. Okay?
Okay.
It put us on the epic of everything.
Uh-huh.
That means no matter what happened, we're still getting better.
Uh-huh.
我不知道我们是不是可以拿进化论来做一个比较，因为我想很多听众朋友和我一样，当你信主的时候，你多少啊还有一些进化论的信仰留在你的心里边，这可能是因为你从前所接受的教育，可能是你对他的热爱，因为你觉得进化论哎很过瘾，不管什么事情发生呢，你都在进化的顶尖上，而且你都在嘿嘿进化啊。那当你接受主的时候，你不见得马上改变这个意见，或者改变你对进化论的感情，这是很多人都有的一个经历。你不是先改变了进化论，你和进化论的关系再来接受主。
True that I was trying to build my life on that kind of foundation. Now I choose a different foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Even though my feeling and my thinking still have some remain.
Sure.
From the evolution theory.
Right.
But should I, when I come to God, should I separate them first? At least for a while.
我试着要讲的就是，当我们来到主的面前，你想要信主的时候，你是不是可以至少啊，暂时把这两个问题分开一下？就是你仍然信进化论，你仍然喜欢进化论，但是你承认自己是个罪人，先来接受耶稣再说。
All he asks us is to trust in him. We don't have to understand all of it, but just that he is the foundation. He will help
okay.
us separate out those other things.
他对我们的要求其实就是先信靠他，我们并不一定能够，也并不一定需要一下子明白所有的事情，但是我们愿意把他当成我们啊一个新的生命的根基，并且让他来在我们生命中继续做工，把其他的东西呢给你打理好。
Can we do it this way? I admit I'm a sinner.
Yes.
Okay, because he died for my sin. Evolution is part of my sin. Okay? Sinful teaching from somebody else. But the requirement is not, I rebuke evolution, therefore, I can accept Jesus.
那当我还信进化论的时候，我可不可以这样做？我先把进化论摆在一边啊，我承认我是个罪人，我承认耶稣基督为我的罪死。因为这个得救的要求并不是我要放弃进化论，我反对进化论，然后我可以接受耶稣。
That's not the requirement.
That's not the requirement. Eventually he will work on it.
Yes.
And all our audience knows that today I'm 100% pro creation, not only creation, but 6-day creation. Whatever the Bible says is right, even though I don't understand it.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But initially, it was possible for me to admit myself as a sinner and put my evolution thinking and my love of evolution in the closet and then come to Christ.
那他说这个的确不是救恩的要求。我当初可以是一个进化论者，那我今天啊，听众朋友都知道，我不但信创造论，而且我信六日的创造论，非常坚定的相信。我虽然不全部明白，可是我信。那这是耶稣基督后来在我心里面做工的结果，并不是我得救的条件。你是可以先暂时把它摆在一边。
Well, that was a side issue. That wasn't
okay.
a foundational issue.
Okay.
The important thing is who Christ is. Then he'll work on the other side
yes.
issues.
什么是根基的问题？什么是次要的问题？次要的问题也是问题，但是不是根基问题啊？这个我们要弄清楚。我们应该先把根基问题解决了。根基问题解决的办法是信主。而不是说你把所有的问题都解决了再来信主。
So there is
But we don't have to have those all resolved to come to Christ.
First, I come to Christ, he gave me his spirit.
Yes.
Through the work on the cross and through my acceptance of myself as a sinner and he's my savior.
Correct.
Okay. That's a very general one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a very general one.
我们在就是一个最具普遍性的 如果用一个最具代表性最普遍的角度来说的话呢，我应该先接受主，让他的灵进到我的里边，那这个灵就会改变我的思想，改变我的感觉，改变我的体会。但在开头的时候，我只是承认我是个罪人，接受他的救恩。
Now I become a Christian, His Spirit lives in me, and through the years, He will change the way I think.
Yes.
He will change the way I feel.
Yes.
Okay? It's not the other way around. Okay?
Because our beliefs, and if we have a true basis of beliefs, those affect what we do.
Okay.
For the actions may or may not, or emotions particularly, may or may not change immediately or react.
Yes.
But if we have the right belief, those will lead to the right.
他说信仰是根基性的改变。这个根基性的改变做好了之后呢，会带来行为上的改变。那不是反过来。甚至在信仰初期的时候，你会发现你很多的体会感觉啊，甚至你的行为不见得是马上被改过来。那我想我用这个例子 ,Michael, 你应该知道我预备引到什么话题了啊。
Now you know where I'm leading to. Of course, if you don't listen to us very carefully, do not condemn us too quickly, please.
那现在我们要往我们的正题里面去扯，用一个案例来扯。不过听众朋友你请你小心听啊，你如果是信主的人请不要太快为我们下结论，太快来论断我们所说的东西。举例子讲，
I think, for instance, I'm thoroughly convinced I was born gay. Okay?
Okay.
I'm 60 years old, maybe.
Okay.
I started since I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are 54 years accumulation and reconfirmation of what I think, how I feel today.
举例说我今年60岁，我从6岁开始我就有这种同性的倾向，中间54年不断的加强，不断的巩固我对自己的认识，我认为我是一个同性恋者，生来就这个样子。
I would rather agree with current psychology that I was born with it, yet in all other areas I agree that I'm a sinner, I need Christ.
Yes.
Can I do this? Can I put my feeling aside?For a while, and come to Christ.
那我宁愿像现在的心理学一样，相信这个是一个与生俱来的事情，啊，没什么了不起的。可是，在其他所有一切的方面，我愿意承认我是个罪人。我可不可以先把我对同性恋的看法暂时放一边，先接受主
？I would hope that you would be able to put aside those feelings because I have that story.Variations of it I've heard for more than 20 years. Most people have struggled from an early age. I remember back to age 3.
Yes.
And many people remember early, as long as they can remember, they've had same-sex feelings. And they've struggled with it, fought with it, and yet it just seemed to be reinforced. That's who I am. These are my attractions. They got involved. Well, then, of course, it is. So, therefore, I must have been born that way. That is the story.That I hear from almost every person who comes to see me. Because based on the experiences, based on the feelings, that seems like that is what is true to them. Because it's their experience. It's what they know.
在我二十多年的辅导经验里面，可以说不断重复听到这样的例子，包括我自己都是这样的经历。我从很小，可以说从三岁就开始经历到这种同性的吸引，然后长大的时候不断被加强，最后也陷在里面自己出不来。这一切好像都在告诉我，我是与生俱来的，这件事情是没有办法改变的。可以说每一个到我这里来寻求帮助的人几乎都有着同样的感觉，同样的故事。
But I recently was talking to someone, this is a stupid example. Let's saySomeone had a beautiful top-of-the-line Steinway piano.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It is known as one of the best for pianists and for wonderful performances and all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say someone was given this Steinway and they're not a musician. And they don't even know how to play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a place for it in their room, and they really like gardening, and they have a lot of potted plants.
Okay.
And so they decide, well, you know, this would make a really good place to put all my potted plants.
Mm.
Because it's got a lot of space.
Yes.
I put all the pots in the same place.
Yeah.
You know, and I get them up higher so they get more sun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use this as my little, you know, garden.
That's
for
good,
the potted
yeah.
plants.
Even have a vent cover. Right. You can raise it up.
So you could. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make, and you help me, I hope your listeners get it, was even though this Steinway piano was created specifically to be used as a musical instrument.
It's possible to do otherwise.
It can be used for other things, and it can function in other things.
Mm.
And it was fine as, you know, a place for potted plants. But was that the use? Was that the intent and purpose?
他说我举一个例子，比如说你有一个非常漂亮的大钢琴，最好的钢琴，世界最出名的斯坦威钢琴，你不会弹，但是你客厅有个地方放，或者你阳台有个地方放，你看看说这个家具很体面，空间很大，你决定呢把它来放花盆，它成了你的花架子，那你说它可不可以做一个很好的花架子？它当然可以，看起来也很漂亮。但是这是不是这个钢琴起初被设计被创造的时候它应当有的功能？它应当有的功能？那当然不是。
So the analogy I'm making is, many people who have felt, well, I'm homosexual. And maybe they have experienced some degree of enjoyment if they've been involved in relationships, or they felt, well, this is what works for me, and no, it can only be possible having relationships with the same sex. And that's possible. The Bible tells us that there are passing pleasures of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Sin is enjoyable, especially if we don't know Christ.
Yeah.
But God did not create us to be involved in homosexual activity. The Bible is specific. But can people be involved and it seems natural, it seems enjoyable, it seems like who they are? Like, yes. But it's only when we know what our real, true purpose is.
Yes.
And the intent, when we know who Christ is, that he can reveal to us and break through all the years that we may have had of our experience saying, oh, well, I'm doing fine as a homosexual.
Yes.
This is who I am. That God's got a bigger, better purpose for us.
Yes. Yes.
就好像这个斯坦威钢琴的例子啊，我们可以生下来还有长大的时候不断的在这个同性的倾向与恋慕方面呢得到加强，并且既然发展出某一类的关系来呢，你也觉得说哎呀这个对我蛮喜欢的，但是这个从一开头就不是神的设计在你身上，那也唯有等你接受了耶稣做救主，也只有他从你里边做工，你才可能把这个倾向这个习惯这个感觉改变过来。
I think in the previous programs, we touched this a little bit about growing up. I think it's more obvious to majority of audience, to turn the table around to look from a girl's eye. If you ever raise little girl, you know that before 10 years old, okay, especially for Asian men, you know, they tell you the honest truth when they say, I don't like boys. They really don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
They're rude. They're sweaty. Mm-hmm. They smell bad.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean they're not attracted to the opposite sex?
我们在前两次的节目里面已经提过这个问题，但是让我把桌子转过来，再从一个小女孩的眼中来看这个事情可能更能帮助听众朋友明白。我想你要是养过女儿的话尤其你亚洲人应该对这个事情应该很清楚的。就是你的小女儿在十岁之前呢，当她告诉你说我讨厌男生，她绝对不是讲假话，这些男生又脏又臭又不干净，因此她对男孩子是一点兴趣都没有。那这是不是代表他是一个同性恋者，因为异性挑不起他的兴趣来，是不是这样子？当然不是。
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not.
And it's going through a phase.
Exactly.
Because if you look at, although the Bible is my primary resource, but mm-hmm. secondarily, in mm-hmm. talking about maturity and what you were talking about, is in psychology, it talks about the process of growing up and maturing and developing.
Mm-hmm.
The first task for a child is separation from mother.
Uh-huh.
All right? And that separation from mother, that it's not just the baby doesn't realize at first, it's all the needs are met, and kind of be able to stand between mother and mm-hmm. separate. So that's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Then after there's the separation from mother, that I'm a separate being and all, then it's also that discovery of myself and then also with other people.
当我们在看这些问题的时候，圣经当然是我最重要的依据啊。但是就连心理学家他们也讲，一个人在发展的时候啊，在长成的时候分成好几个阶段啊。据他们说，头一个阶段是从母亲那儿得到独立，然后慢慢的认识自己，然后慢慢的认识别人。
ChildrenAlso go through selfish period. It's all about me and have to learn to socialize. It's mm-hmm. not about themselves, but to interact
yes.
healthily, social mm-hmm. mores with others. And all children, not just Asian children,
yes.
not just girl children, but all children go through a phase, boys and girls,
mm-hmm.
where their preference is they want to be just with the little boys
yeah.
only want to be with the other little boys.
Yes.
And the little girls want to be with the other little girls.
Yes.
And that's normal,
mm-hmm.
and that's in development, because
yeah.
they're reinforcing their gender identity
mm-hmm.
by being with others of the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
当一个孩子渐渐在成长的时候，他需要学着怎么样与人交往。在这个与人交往的过程当中，无论是亚洲人，是美国人，是男孩，是女孩，他一定经过这样一个阶段。就是他很喜欢与同性的人在一起，这是一个他对自己性别的认证啊。女孩只喜欢跟女孩在一起，男孩只喜欢跟男孩在一起，每个人都经过这个阶段的。
Another big factor of that is little boys need to have the security of gender identity modeled by fathers.
Yes.
And the little girls need it modeled by mothers. That's the
yeah.
ideal situation.
Yeah, that's the marriage, the family God
that's
set.
That's the marriage, family,
yes.
that's God's ideal and his
exactly.
plan
Exactly, from day one.
From
we
the beginning.
Talk about this a lot because when Adam met Eve, he said, you're bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Immediately God reminded him that now this is called husband and wife, father and mother.
Yes.
Not just your sensual feeling.
Yes, yes.
然后同时在这个阶段里面还很重要的就是男孩子有他的父亲作为他的榜样，女孩子有他的母亲作为榜样。那我说这个我们在节目里面谈了很多，因为亚当见到夏娃的时候马上就说你是我骨中的骨肉中的肉啊，对他来讲呢这是一个感觉，这是一个体会。但是神接着就说人要离开父母与妻子联合成为一体，哎，你不单是男女啊，而且你是丈夫，他是妻子，你要成为父亲，他要成为母亲，这个都是神在婚姻与家庭里面设立好的职分，为了帮助这个孩子成长，也为了他们将来的服事。
So all kids go through this, if you phase, it could be called homosexual phase, but it's not a sexual thing, it's just growing up. But then
yeah.
puberty hits.
Yeah.
Hormones hit, and all of a sudden,
yes,
puberty to teens, then they become interested in the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, homosexuality, in a way, is emotional immaturity.
In a way, yeah.
In a way, because they're stuck in that
mm-hmm.
phase of, I just want to interact with my same sex.
Yeah.
所以我们每个人实际上都经过这个同性期啊，这是你对同性的啊发展出一种认证，但这个同性与同性恋是不一样的。等你到了青春期，你突然你的荷尔蒙开始啊分泌啦，你开始有各种各样其他的感觉。那如果你仍然留在这个同性的阶段，你就麻烦了。所以同性恋的人可以说呢，是有一种性格上还没有发展完成，因为他仍然停留在那个发育期间，就是我愿意跟同性的人在一起。
And then also, any married person can, tell you, and any parent, that boys and girls are unique and different.
Yeah.
God created them that way.
Very different. Yeah.
So men and women are set up differently.
Yeah.
And if you think homosexual, it's easier for a male to know what's going to feel good for another male, mm-hmm. when you're talking just on level of physical, sexual, mm-hmm. and it doesn't take any effort. It's easier, but there, and there's not an emotional connection. There's a joke, that I've heard often is in terms of sexual desires. Men are like microwaves and women are like crock pots. Men are immediately, easily excitable, yes. sexual, and then women, it's more emotional, relational, mm-hmm. slower. So if you have only the same sex interaction, you have no complementarity, mm-hmm. and you have that distortion. That's why you see so much yeah. promiscuity with men mm-hmm. in homosexuality, because it's immaturity, it's self-centered, it's very emotional, mm-hmm. it's very sexually driven.
Yeah.
他这段话讲得很清楚，很重要啊。但是家长如果旁边有小孩子的话呢，请您把他们隔开一下。他说神造男人造女人是不一样的。那有一个笑话说男人在性这方面的需求与解决好像微波炉，女人呢就像一个传统的老锅。那什么意思呢？男人是很容易被激起来，很容易发泄，很容易得到满足。如果一个男人一直停留在那个同性认证的期间，并且把性这方面的需求发泄在男人身上，那他会很容易得到这种快感，因为他不需要经过这种追求啊、感情的培养啊，进一步才有身体的接触这些手续。所以你看为什么同性恋的男人往往是非常乱的，他们是杂交的，因为这里边充满了就是好像即时性的啊，自私的身体上的满足，都是以自我为中心的，他不需要顾到其他的事情。当你在发育的时候，这些东西当然强化了这个所谓生来是同性恋的说法。
And also, our culture, especially in the past 100 years, really reinforced it because it used to be, either when you were little or even when you go through the puberty, boys and girls are separated.When they look at each other, put it this way, they did not have that much sexual environment to saturate them. In other words, right now,
everything is associated with sex. But it used not to be that way. Not this much. 我在说我们过去啊，这一个世纪来经过一个很大的变革。甚至不久之前我们还是男孩跟男孩在一起，女孩跟女孩在一起。那当他们在一起的时候，彼此的观察呢，不是什么事情都连到性的想象上面去。但是今天这个文化就是无论什么东西都直接给你一个性欲方面的解释。孩子在长成的时候，他的环境里面充满了这样的玩意儿。
Because our society is bombarding.
So, yes.We incorporate
people、
yes.
with sexual images,
anything
sexual urges, sexual thoughts, which is really changed.
Awful. Anything we do, we talk about this. When I was growing up, we always hug each other.、Mm-hmm. We tie our arms together and nobody would give you another dirty thought. Friends holding hands.
Right.
But not anymore because we were taught that it's improper,、
mm-hmm.
you know, and little girls go to bathroom together.When we were little.
Right.
That's a very common thing.
Right.
You know, little boys go to bathroom to compete who shoots further.
Right.
I mean, I still remember. It was
fun.
And nobody will give you any dirty sauce or any sexual interpretation.
Right.
Anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like to do this with my friends. We take baths together. We jump in the little river naked together.
Mm-hmm.
No dirty sauce at all.But nowadays, different.
今天的这个现代文化里面被性欲所充满了，就已经改变了我们对彼此的观察和我们小时候成长的生活习惯。像我自己，我记得很清楚，我们前一期的节目也说了，我们小时候一定都是手牵手啊，搂着肩膀啊，朋友长大的时候非常亲热的。你今天这样做，人家告诉你说不行了，因为这是不对的。可是我记得非常清楚，小学的时候女生跟女生好朋友上厕所最喜欢同用一个坑啊，那男孩子在一起上厕所就看谁射得比较远，那乡下的小孩子跳到河里游泳都脱了光光的，他没有什么肮脏的想法。今天可不一样了。
Because so much has been projected.
Yes.
And homosexuality being in the news and portrayed as,、
yeah.
as natural.
Yes.
But then the otherside of that, which I think you have mentioned, which is really sad, is now just part of being one of the guys and the fun things of just being with guys that you mentioned. Now those are suspicious because, oh, now wait a minute. You know, you don't do that because that could be homosexual. So I think it's really put
make it worse.
A burden
yes.
on kids growing up. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of a reversed homophobia about fearful of being considered that wasn't there previously.
但今天的媒体啊文化啊的确充满了这样的说法，甚至到了一个地步让大家非常的害怕。小孩长大的时候都不能够手拉手，因为人家会告诉你说这是不对的。但是你越是这样子去渲染，越是这样去教导，反而越使得这个情况啊变得很严重。因为就好像保罗在罗马书里面讲的啊，圣经的话说，非因律法我就不知何为罪，非因律法书上说不可起贪心，我就不知何为贪心。但是他一讲呢，你就会更贪心了。
Like what Paul said in the book of Romans, without law, I do not know what is greed. When the law says,
greed.
Do not be greedy,
right?
And then all of a sudden, I'll be even more greedy.
Uh-huh.
Two steps. One is anything we do, we immediately associate with sex from very young age. Then this forces us to interpret whatever is happening through either I'm a heterosexual or a homosexual. And the whole thing is not necessary. We're still very, very young.
Right.
So for whoever say, I learned this ever since I was age so and so, you basically you're just already in the trap. You're already on the wrong path.
所以在今天的文化里面基本上有两把刀子，一个就是什么事情都在很小的时候，一个就是什么事情都用性欲来解释。然后呢，这就逼着我们从经验上啊，从感觉上啊，来认同，来分析说，哦，也许我是有同性倾向的，我生来就是一个同性恋者。因此当一个人在说，我从很小的时候，我从几岁的时候就开始有这种感觉，诶，他已经掉在这一个陷阱，掉在这一个坑里边，就是很麻烦的事情。
Yes, I still remember I hate girls. They're nasty. Okay, they're different. And I see my two girls talking about hating boys every day. And all of a sudden they stop talking about it. But does that mean my two girls are...Homosexual, you kidding?
我自己都还记得我成长的时候讨厌女孩子啊，她们很凶啊，很别扭的。那现在我自己养了两个女儿，她们都经过很长时间的阶段，就是不喜欢男生，不喜欢男生。是不是这就表示我们都是同性恋？当然不是嘛。只是感谢主，在我们成长的时候没有一些不幸的事件发生，也没有掉到某一些性的陷阱里面，逼着我们这样去解释自己。
But for...Kids, if there's been trauma, abuse, unfortunately, then that's going to affect their images of sexuality. And there is a large percentage
of
sexual abuse with those who have struggled with homosexuality.
Yeah. It's so unfortunate we live in such a sinful world.
And especially the majority of cases we hear of sexual abuse are not...just the dirty old man or the stranger.
Yes.
It tends to be someone closer to the family, friend, extended family. And that's what makes it really difficult
really
for the victim to be able to separate what is security, who can I trust, how does this affect me, trusting family structure, et cetera.
I think anybody who had a little or a lot experience in this area will know that,It was a dark room. You just try to find your way out. There are many, many voices.
Right.
It's not black and white. When I was age 13, I was enlightened. I like only boys. I'm a homosexual. It did not happen that way. You go through a dark room, dark age, and just try to feel your way out. Your friends come to talk to you, and you read about this, you heard about that, and finally you conclude.
那 Michael 说还有一个很重要的因素就是如果这个孩子在成长的时候受到性骚扰、性侵犯、性虐待啊，这些往往是从他很亲近的人啊，家人、亲戚、朋友，他有这样的经验呢、也会对他造成很负面的影响。那里面的自责对安全感、信赖感的失去都会使他更往某一个极端里面发展。那总之我们在这样一个 充满罪恶的世界里边长大，尤其经过青春期发育期，好像在一个黑屋子里边摸索。他并不是说一个黑白分明的事情，你到某年某月某日几点钟 A 有一个启示说你是一个同性恋者，不是这样。你是经过一段时间的摸索，在黑屋子里面有各种各样的声音告诉你这个劝你那样，而逐渐逐渐达成的结论。
Oh, we started on something very important. I want to go back a little bit if you don't mind. No matter who you are, you could be prostitute. I hate to use this analogy, but that's the thing I can think about. I know my profession. I know this is against God. But I admit I'm a sinner. Can I come to Christ?
那剩下时间不多，我希望把话题转到一个很重要的方向，就是我们开头的时候谈到一些。那我再举一个例子，这个例子实在不是举得很好啊，也不是拿这两件事来相连，而是说目前我就想到的是这个例子。如果我是一个妓女，这个妓女呢在社会上是被否定的，我自己也知道这是一件错的事情，但是我没有其他谋生的能力啊，那现在我可不可以接受耶稣呢？
Well, I'm thinking that when Christ, when the fallen woman, Samaritan woman,
okay,
who had been very sexually active, had
yes,
lots of people,
yes,
and Christ's treatment of her was kind and just reminded her of her need, and then also
okay,
there was a woman who was brought to him in the very act of adultery.
Exactly.
And everybody said, hey, stone this woman. That was clearly against the laws,
yes,
the morals, and she was guilty.
All right.
They brought her, so God... Jesus, his compassion said, let the person who is
without
sin cast the first stone, and
yeah,
they all walked away, because we're all sinners.
这个我们在圣经里有很明显的例子了，比如说那个撒玛利亚妇人啊，她是相当淫乱的，可是主耶稣呢对她非常的仁慈，非常的体恤她。那么约翰福音里面有一个正在行淫被拿住的妇人，大家都说用石头打死他，因为当时的律法就是这样要求的。主耶稣却说呢，你们中间谁是没有罪的可以丢头一块石头，然后众人从老到少就一个一个走开了。
And then his reaction to her, so she was forced to confront Jesus.
Yes.
She didn't come under her own volition. But then she recognized, oh, here is a man who knows and has authority, and he said, go and sin no more.
Yes, yes.
So when we meet Jesus, where we are in our own situation, he meets us where we are, but he also tells us, go and sin no more. So if it were the professional prostitute, that would
that means
go and sin no more.
Stop that.
So she would have to trust in stopping that God would provide other means of livelihood for
her. Yeah, that's the point I was going to lead to, because in this woman, which one comes first?
那个行淫的妇人是被迫来到基督的面前，尚且如此，等众人都走光了，她才开始意识到这里有一位是不定我的罪，这里有一位原来是这样的体恤我怜悯我。但是主又对他说了一句很清楚的话，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。如果是那个妓女的情况，是的，你可以来接受主，但是同时主又跟你说，从此不要再犯罪了，你得信靠主，主会救你的，主会给你另外一个谋生的道路。那这就是我想要跟 Michael 讨论的，哪一个先哪一个后，先信主。
She became a Christian first.
And
then, maybe in her thoughts, let's just pretend. Okay, let's just assume. She still think prostitution was nothing wrong. Okay, I have to make a living, I have to feed my kid, I have to give money to my mom. What else can I do in this society? I was born condemned and nobody will hire me. Okay, that's the only means of making a living. But I want to be forgiven. Can she be forgiven first and decide what she's going to do next?
Forgiveness always comes first.
Okay.
我们再假想一下这个妇人，假如她是个妓女，假如他的脑子里面仍然说，哎，我真的没有别的谋生的技能，没有人会雇我，我有妈妈要奉养，有儿女需要喂，我怎么办呢？ 但是我知道我是个罪人，我仍然需要得主的赦免，那我就先得主的赦免，行不行呢？那麦克说，当然，你先得饶恕，这是第一步你要做的事情。那这样我们往下推了，如果我是一个同性恋者，我从小就认为我是这样，我直到如今我没办法改变我的思想，我的立场，我的感觉，那我可不可以把这个问题先摆一摆，先来接受主？
Does that mean I can put my homosexuality, my feeling, my belief about I was born with it aside, just admit myself as a sinner and come to Christ and become a Christian first?
Amen, yes.
Michael 说你当然应该这样做，你先接受主，那我其他东西怎么办？我的问题怎么办？我仍然没办法接受圣经的说法。
Since I still disagree with the Bible in that particular area, can I still go back to practice homosexuality just like those who still believe in evolution?
那是不是表示我可以再回到同性恋的行为里面去啊？就好像你们信主的时候还相信进化论一样呢
？You know what happens with that? God doesn't make us robots, so He doesn't put us in handcuffs and no, you can't go back and do that because that person could still go back and be involved in homosexual activity. But you know what the difference would be?
What
would not be the same because once we've accepted Christ.
Uh-huh.
And the Holy Spirit lives within us.
Really comes, huh?
He gives us the conviction to know that it's the wrong thing. And
yes.
then it cannot be the same because then there is true conviction mm-hmm. from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the person will be miserable if they go back to their sin
like
after they know Jesus.
Like just what you mentioned, Jesus said to that woman, go. It's not a period. It's comma.
Right.
Sin no more. Jesus
know
exactly, and that woman know exactly what Christ was talking about.
Michael 说，不错，神不是造机器人，你得救也不是把你用手铐铐着，从此以后就把你关起来。但是我告诉你，如果你信主了，你又回到这样的行为里边去，有一件事情肯定会发生，就是你心里面的圣灵啊，会带给你一个极为强烈的责备，整个事情的味道变了。你会受不了的，那一个圣灵所带来的责备是真真正正的责备，就好像妇人听见主耶稣的话说，从此不要再犯罪了，你一定知道那个是在犯罪。那很不幸，今天我们的节目呢，只能进行到这个地方，因为时间的关系。那听众朋友，我想你知道，这件事情不是这么简单。教会的弟兄姐妹，周围的人，你如果要帮助你的亲人，你的朋友从同性恋这个坑里面出来的话呢，你需要能够体恤他们，你需要能够照着耶稣基督的榜样，并且借着圣经的智慧，借着圣灵来与他们同行。愿主帮助我们。
亲爱的听众朋友，世外桃源节目要暂时和您说再见了。收果子的时候早就近了，庄稼已经发白，这是一个完全凭信心仰望主的节目。我们的联络电话是281-561-9747，您也可以留言在世外桃源的网站上 swtychina.com swtychina.com 99只羊广播电台今天的播音到此结束，让我们下次再会。
我愿做那星星发光来荣耀你，我愿做那太